أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the Ashab al-Kahf as far as their number was concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded the above ayah by stating that they were 7 in number. That is the most correct view, that they were 7 in number, and the 8th of them being the dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then advises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every one of us that when it comes to debating, when it comes to disputing and arguing with others, that we should confine our argument to that knowledge which is apparent and known to us, and don't start exploring and delving into things that are not known to you. It's not your field of expertise, and you want to go into that discussion in order to convince the opposite person, or in order to convince the person on the other side with whom you're having the argument. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do that. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is ayah number 23 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ. Don't ever, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't ever say about something, إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. I will do that, or I will do this tomorrow. Don't ever say regarding anything of the future that I will do it tomorrow, illa, except ayyasha Allah, except that you say with it, inshaAllah, if Allah wills. Now, we spoke about revelation being withheld from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a period of 15 days. When the mushrikeen, they went to Madinatul Munawwarah and they were coached by the Jews to come back to Makkatul Mukarramah and ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain questions. The three questions that they asked him, one of the questions was regarding the people of the Kahf, the people of the cave. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said to them, come back tomorrow, I will give you the answer. And he did not say, inshaAllah. So revelation was withheld for 15 days. And they came back the next day and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have an answer for them. And they kept on taunting, ridiculing, insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what is this? 15 days have passed, so many days have passed, and you cannot give us a response. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that don't ever say that I will do something tomorrow, illa yasha Allah, except that you say with it, insha'Allah, if Allah wills. When we say this, insha'Allah, of course, we must be, today we're using it for the wrong purpose, insha'Allah. Unfortunately, insha'Allah. You say, insha'Allah, you'll do it, insha'Allah, I'll do it, insha'Allah. Everything, insha'Allah, insha'Allah, insha'Allah. You must be confident, convinced that you are going to do it the next day. But along with that, you add, insha'Allah. Why insha'Allah? So that you negate your ability and your power to be able to do what you have planned to do. Ultimately, though you have the power and you have the ability and you have the resources and you are confident that you can do what it is you have committed to do, but you can't do it without the power of Allah. So you are negating your power, you are negating your effort, and you are ultimately attributing the success and the achievement of what you wish to do to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why you say, insha'Allah, only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, even though I may plan and I may try and do it, but if Allah does not want it to happen, it will not happen. Then Allah goes a step further. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ. Sometimes you forgot You forget to say inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, and remember your Rabb, إِذَا نَسِيتْ, if you have forgotten to say inshaAllah. Meaning, when you have said something and you did not say inshaAllah, and later on you realize, I did not say inshaAllah, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, say it. Say it even at that stage and at that time, at that point, when you think about it. Even though the person may not be in front of you or you're no longer speaking to that person, but say it even at that point, if you have forgotten to say it earlier. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكْ إِذَا نَسِيتْ وَقُلْ, and say, عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا, and say that maybe I hope that my Rabb will guide me to that which is closer than this in righteousness and in guidance. So you are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance in whatever you have plan to do. So along with that, you will say, عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي, I hope that my Rabb will guide me to that which is closer than this in righteousness and in guidance. Whatever I have planned to do, I should do it within the parameters of the guidance and the limits set by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off the discussion of the people of Kahf with the following two ayat. And this is referring to the number of years that they had remained in the Kahf. So there was a debate with regards to, number one, what structure should be built close to their graves or the cave in which they eventually passed away. Then there was another debate that we spoke of yesterday, how many they were in number. Some said three, some said five, some said seven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of another debate and dispute that people have with regards to the people of the Kahf, and what is that? The number of years that they stayed in the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ, Allah says, and they stayed in the cave, they remained in their cave, ثَلَاثَمِئَةٍ سِنِينَ, 300 years, وَزْدَادُ تِسْعَى, and added to that is another 9. So in total, 309 years. 309 years. Why do we work it out to 309 years? And you find that the Christians and the Jews will perhaps say 300 years. The most accurate figure is 309. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared it as 309. Some look at it from a different angle. They say if you count it according to the solar calendar, according to the Gregorian calendar, it works out to 300. But when you count it using the lunar calendar, it works out to 309 years of the 309 years. Why? Because every 100 years gives you 3 more years of the lunar calendar. So that's how it works out to 309 years. So this is the most accurate figure, that they lived and they stayed in that cave while asleep for 309 years. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell them that your Rabb knows best regarding the amount of years that they had stayed in the cave. So rely on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and that is 309. لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah alone belongs the unseen or what is hidden in the heavens and the earth. أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ, how wonderful and how amazing is the sight of Allah, and how wonderful and how amazing is the hearing of Allah. مَا لَهُمْ مِن دُونِهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no protector and there is no guardian, there is no friend for them, that is for the disbelievers other than Allah. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا, and there is nobody who can share the authority with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else can have any share and any say and any power in the ruling and the judgment and the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.